Now we're going to prison, specifically to Italy's last island prison, Gorgona. It's 18 miles off Tuscany's coast. It's there that a select group of convicts serve the end of long sentences by farming. And as NPR's Sylvia Pagioli found when she visited, a legendary winemaker is now training the inmates to make a high-end wine.
Mentioned by Dante in the Divine Comedy, Gorgona was for thousands of years a refuge for hermits and monks. Since 1869, it's been a penal colony. There's no regular ferry, just occasional police boats for relatives visiting inmates and prison guards. With Italian prisons among Europe's most crowded, serving time here is very attractive. Prison guard Mario Pascale says mob bosses and sex offenders are banned. The 69 inmates know they've come for work and rehabilitation.
They've got to be trustworthy. By the time they get here, they've already spent many years in jail, at least half of a 20 to 30 year sentence for very serious crimes.
43-year-old Umberto Prinzi is serving a 25-year sentence for murder. Here, he tends the vines. When he landed on Gorgona, he looked around for a guard to cuff him, but was told, "You're free to move around on your own."
That was fantastic. In other prisons, I was locked up for 22 hours a day in a cell 2 by 3 yards wide. Here, I'm outdoors from morning to night.
Inmate Benedetto Ceraulo works in the wine cellar. He was convicted of the sensational contract murder of Maurizio Gucci of the leather fashion empire on orders of Gucci's former wife. Here, the 56-year-old says he's learned lots of skills.
It's been an enriching experience. It's made me feel better. I do lots of things. I take care of the beehives and I make sculptures out of pieces of wood.
On this day, the prison ban on alcohol has been lifted. As wine writers mix with prison guards and inmates, winemaker Frescobaldi is hosting a wine tasting on a terrace overlooking the sea.
So now we are tasting Gorgona 2013. It's our second harvest in the island.
Lamberto Frescobaldi is the 30th generation of the winemaking dynasty that was supplier to many popes, to the court of Henry VIII, and to Renaissance artists such as Donatello. The 2013 Gorgona vintage, a Vermentino and Ansonica grape blend, is only 2,500 bottles, selling in the U.S. at a hefty $90 each. Frescobaldi describes the taste.
Of sage, of those dried herbs that you can find on the island. Discreet but intense at the same time.
2 years ago, Frescobaldi answered a call from prison authorities to teach prisoners skills that will help them find jobs once they're released. The project is named for the Grand Duchy of Tuscany, which in 1786 became the first civil state in the world to do away with torture and capital punishment. Prison director Carlo Mazzerbo believes inmates should be encouraged to play a more active role in prison life.
In jail, they see the state as the enemy. They learn the less you speak, the better. Here, on the contrary, the point of this project is to give inmates a sense of responsibility and participation.
Among Italy's prison population, the rate of repeat offenders, says Mazzerbo, is 80%. At Gorgona, it's 20%. Winemaker Frescobaldi is proud of the new wine. He also likes its aftertaste.
A taste of hope and a second chance for these people. Unfortunately, they've done mistakes in life. They've misbehaved. But we have to give them a second chance when they're going to be out and teach them to become a better person.
Frescobaldi has signed a 15-year winemaking agreement with Gorgona. And he's willing to hire some of these workers once they're released. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.